Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this year have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Hey, what's up, man?
Go away, you stupid woman.
Hey, I'm not a stupid woman.
Of course you are. All women are stupid.
That's sexist. Do you know that?
I'm not sexist. I just think women suck.
Shame on you. You know, I can maybe change your mind of how you think about women.
Oh, yeah? And how are you gonna do that?
We can do sexing.
Sexing? What's sexing?
Come with me. I will show you.
Hey-o, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is one of your co-hosts, Matt Mann, broadcasting live from the palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting next to me, as always, is the irrepressible J-Man, a mere 244 miles away.
Hola, y'all. Greetings from cold, cold Redneckville, Arkansas this morning, where I've got the heat running because it's ridiculous. How are things with you, Matt Man?
I'm fine. I take it you're chilly, like an old man.
Yes, like an old man. It's about 40 degrees here.
So you're probably sitting in like a wheelchair with a little shawl on your legs, like FDR.
Doing my FDR impression this morning, that's right.
How's Fala?
Wonderful.
So, you know, it's kind of fun to laugh, but this show is particularly not very good because we were labeled in a certain way, and it's kind of hurtful, but we have to
mean-spirited remark. It was a cheap shot, really, taken at
somewhat
us by us.
Somewhat passive-aggressive.
Of course, as most, you know, cheap shots are, we were called sexist. Can you believe that?
When I read that on Twitter, I was shocked, Jay. I was shocked. I there's no other word to describe it.
Yeah.
Maybe hurt.
You know, it's pretty,
maybe hurt.
Yeah. It's pretty rare that I'm left just kind of speechless, unable to respond. But it paralyzed me, just, you know. And like you said, mostly it's just hurt.
Exactly. I didn't know what to do for the longest time after I read. I couldn't even respond to that comment on Twitter. So what I did, I had my girlfriend make me a frozen pizza. So
yeah, that make you feel a little better. Well,
yeah.
I was here alone. So the only thing I could really think to do is I went to Google image searches and I started, you know, looking at pictures of strippers and bikini models to make myself feel a little better.
That always works too.
Yeah. So
today, folks, we're talking about sexism. Jay and I were charged with being sexist. We don't think we are. We hope we're not, and we'd like your opinions on this at 661-244-9852. I'll tell you what, Jay, I try to treat women with the utmost respect.
Oh, absolutely. I you know, at least with the amount of respect that, say, Ted Kennedy and Bill Clinton treat women with.
And Newt Gingrich. His first wife's dying. I mean, he did have the decency before she died. You know, she's laying in the hospital bed. He said, "I'm sorry, honey. I'm cheating on you." I mean, that's good. That's good stuff right there. Let's get it all out there.
Being honest is important.
It is.
And so, you know, at least he was honest, told the truth, and that's all you can expect. I'm a little distracted here. Clay Perry was asking where the chat room is, so I had to...
Of course he was.
Had to give him a link, you know, to the show, which is the same link it's been since day one, but that's okay. Now, we have a few people that have wandered into the chat room here today. The Weirdo King is here, and we have some guests, and we have Dana Liu, who seems to be... She's a little offended by our discussion so far. She wants it to be made clear that her attack against us was not passive aggressive. She called us out in person, she says.
Yeah, and so, I appreciate that.
And there's Average Chick. How you doing, sweetheart? Anyway, back to this outrageous charge of sexism. You know, a major sport event handed us a gift this week, since we were going to talk about sexism.
Really?
And that was the Masters. And after the Masters was over, when they opened up the doors to the locker rooms and were going to hold, and people could go in, and or the media could go in and do their interviews, a female reporter was stopped and told that she wasn't allowed in. Yeah, exactly. And now, of course, a lot of people have gone bonkers over this. You know, oh, not letting a woman in there to the locker room. It's sexist. It's outrageous. But they're really missing the key part of this story.
Let me stop you right there, because I think that's just not good, and I wouldn't play that way. I mean, for God's sakes, for a guy to stop a female reporter going into a locker room to, you know, get a report, that's just not right. So what's the problem?
Well, it turns out it was a female security guard who stopped her.
Oh,
yes.
Was it now? Oh,
it was. And you know, everybody seems to want to be ignoring that part of the story,
because
they don't want to get into, you know, what happened here and what happens often. And again, you know, I just like to point out things that seem to be true to me. Now, some people call it sexism, but obviously, they gave this woman, this minimum wage, you know, rent-a-cop, a badge and a key ring, and she thought she was running the place.
That they get uppity, just like the blacks.
They do. They do. Now Bubba Winch wants to know where the chat room is, and I tell you, you know, you have to just hold a woman's hand.
You got to lead her along.
Yep. Say, here's where it is. Go right here.
And they're the ones who are always saying, you should ask for directions.
Oh, yeah. What? We don't need to stop and ask for directions, because we're adventurous.
That's right.
So, you know, if we don't, you know, if we take the long route there, we're just, you know, it's part of the fun, right? But, you know, women, no. Stop and get directions.
Yeah, and they want to get from point A to point B so they can, you know, make their man a sandwich or whatever and get everything out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, is Schmoop there today? Are we going to get Schmoop's view on this topic?
Well, Schmoop wanted to chime in on this. She had very strong opinions on this, but unfortunately, Schmoop is up at her brother's house doing my laundry. So
well,
she can't be with us today.
That's understandable.
It's both a blessing and a curse. What's that?
Well, she had her chores that she has to do.
Well, it's both a blessing and a curse, too, Jay, because I do like her here during the show, because she can fetch me a you know, my next beer and empty my ashtrays as the show goes on. But, you know, I do like clean underwear once in a while.
True. And she'll be back in time to begin dinner preparations and to do some dusting and other things that, you know, are required around the Bagwine digs, right?
Okay. Exactly.
All right.
In fact, we're a little low on butter, so I'm going to send her out to the front porch and have her churn a little cow's milk and bring that in. Maybe make a little sour cream.
Excellent. And Bubba Winch says that the chat is blocked. I guess maybe she's trying to listen to us from work and they've blocked the chat. That's very unfortunate. But we want to give a shout-out to Bubba Winch. Glad you could be with us today.
That is nice, and evidently, if it's blocked, the company she works for is owned by a woman. So,
undoubtedly, because you would be doing something fun and enjoyable, and they're just not going to put up with that.
But women,
as I was mentioning, when I was talking about earlier about this security guard, that they gave her the badge and all of a sudden she thought she was in charge of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced this several times at many different places where I've worked. And it basically works the same way. I was working for a manufacturing company and they decided to put all the equipment, all the stuff that we would need, you know, nuts and bolts and tools and stuff like that in an area. And they called it the cage. And basically you had to have a request. You had to write out a request for what you needed, and you go up there to the cage, and they would get it for you, and that was a way of controlling the inventory. Well, they put a woman up there at the counter of the cage, and I guess you know what happened next.
Well, I can see chaos ensuing.
Yeah, well, exactly, because first of all, they had women in charge of tools, so you know how bad that things could get with that. But they also, she stood there at the cage, and every time you showed up needing something, she would say, "Oh, well, you don't really need that. I don't think you need that." She immediately thought she was running the whole damn company. You know, and she thought, you know, every single thing that she handed out from that cage came out of her own paycheck or something.
Of course.
You know, the power trip they go on is unbelievable. And a man would never go on that kind of a power trip.
No, he wouldn't. I mean, look at AIG, Global Crossing. I mean, they're just looking out for the little guy and everyone else.
Exactly.
And
Bear
women
Stern,
are looking out
Goldman
for themselves.
Sachs.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, look at what these guys on Wall Street and the men who have been running this country for 200 plus years, they have been doing it to help people out. They're doing it for the little guy, for the Main Street.
Well, who wrote the Constitution? It was men. The Bill of Rights,
of course.
It was men. Who fought the Civil War? It was men. Where's the women in our history? Oh, Susan B. Anthony. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, give me a break.
Of course, now, you know, while the men were writing the Constitution, now we have to give a little credit here, because while men were writing the Constitution, the women were... You know, they were keeping the coffee and the beer coming, and they were making sandwiches, and they were occasionally looking over their shoulder and saying, "You made a typo right there." That's not grammatically correct. You know, they were helping.
You know, if Gutenberg was married, I bet he got shit. Oh, yeah, your typesetting thing is great, but look at that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Thomas Jefferson's girlfriend, you know, slaves, were also correcting his grammar, too.
Of course.
Hey, we have a caller.
I'll get right to it. Here we go. Oh, my God. I know who this is.
Yeah, here we go.
847, you're on
the air. Here we go.
Hello.
Such a warm welcome from you, too. So can we talk about how this whole accusation of sexism originally started, or are you just going to ignore that part?
Oh, no, no, go right ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, before you start, I will tell you the entire origins of sexism have been centuries old. But go ahead.
Okay. My only complaint was that your way of generating show audience is to show women's breasts. And I wanted equal exposure of men.
I think I answered that. Because I told you, if you could show me a guy with 36 double D's, I would be more than happy to use him.
But that's not the guy I want to see.
Oh, who's the sexist now?
Oh,
see, a little reverse sexism going on
reverse
here today.
Sexism?
Yeah, you see, and there's my one of the points I was going to make today is that I hear women complain all the time about the exploitation of women, about women, you know, doing ads in magazines or on TV or whatever, and they all have to
or
be so skinny and so perfect and everything like that. Well, how many other men do you see in ads in magazines and on TV? Huh? Huh?
How many ugly ones?
Exactly. You don't see any ugly men in Abercrombie and Fitch ads, do you? But they always say it's so unfair to the poor girl being exploited. What about the dude standing there in his boxers? He's being exploited.
What about you know, like the Viagra commercials? Those guys aren't like hot guys, and they always have these 20-year younger women waiting on them to take their little blue pill.
And they're throwing footballs through the tire hanging from the tree.
Exactly. Women couldn't get away with that in a commercial.
Oh, sure.
You don't
they
think
could.
So?
They'd miss the tire.
Yeah, and look, I'm reading the chat room, and Average Chick says you see ugly men in porn all the time, and absolutely.
You see a lot of ugly women in porn too. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
You're watching the wrong porn, Jay. But yeah.
No, I only watch celebrity porn.
Oh.
There is a mate guy banging on the building right outside my window. That's
really?
Very thoughtful of you guys. I'm on the air here. We're making radio, guys. Sorry.
It's probably a woman.
It's a woman who runs the place up there at the office. She sent him down here to do it.
Well, I'm
yeah,
sure
but
she
you know
did.
Damn well it was a man who told her to go do that.
Yeah, and it's a man who has to do the actual, you know, work with the tools and stuff.
Yeah, she's just checking it out. Yeah, that needs fixed.
I'll get a man to do this.
Sitting here shaking my head.
We have another caller, Matt, the 610. I have no idea who that might be.
610, you're on the air.
It's Bubble Winch.
Oh, my God.
Hola.
Hola. So I had to call.
Just had to, did you?
I had to. So the reason I got to mute you on my computer because I'm getting echo.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We always have to tell women that there's a delay and explain the technology.
I know.
I caught it the second this guy started talking. I ain't that stupid. So I had to call because yesterday I was called sexist. And I want to explain why. Because I'm going to throw it right back at you guys and show that sexism goes both ways. Sexism is part of the way life is. It is how women and men are programmed. before birth. And like you said earlier, Matt, man, it's gone back thousands and thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday they had a baby shower here for a girl who's having twins. Her entire group that works with her is men. One guy had to bring a salad. But, oh, God forbid, you know, the guy didn't even cross his mind to bring fucking tongs or freaking salad dressing. That's a total guy. Any woman would have come in with the fucking salad and a nice bowl with the tongs and the salad dressing. All right, that's number one. Number two.
He's just doing what he was told.
Hey,
yeah, he brought the salad.
Exactly, that's exactly right.
Okay, here's the next guy.
No, you have to be
a
little more specific.
He knew he was supposed to bring a fruit salad. He knew 2 weeks ago he was supposed to bring a fruit salad. Yesterday, 10 minutes before the party started, he's all across the street at the Walmart buying fruit. And a bowl. Comes back, no spoon.
He wanted it to be
God
fresh.
God forbid he brought a fucking spoon. Guy had to bring ice.
If you told me to bring salad, I'd have brought a bag of salad, you know?
He took a bag of salad and put it in a bowl. He went to the store to find out what the new salads were and just grabbed 3 bags and threw them in a bowl.
I
should have left the ones with the dressing.
Well, I think he was just being efficient and doing what he was told.
But I was called sexist because I was busting on these guys for forgetting everything.
Mm-hmm,
no one
mm-hmm.
bought decorations. They're guys. So we had the girls all running around buying balloons and crap before the girls showed up for a party.
Well, and that shows that the man was thinking of everyone, because at least salad you can eat, and balloons you really can't.
Yeah, well, good point. But still, here's where why I'm saying that, you know, I'm extremely sexist. Men should not be involved in a freaking baby shower.
Well, that's a good point.
I don't care who you are.
I agree with that.
I'm going to have to agree with that, too.
And that is where I was called sexist.
Yeah, well,
so
you know,
I'm just as sexist as you guys, because I will call a man to the carpet for his stupidity any day of the week.
Well, men shouldn't be going to baby showers.
Hey, 708, you're
sexist.
On, too.
No, Matt. Don't.
Oh,
you weren't supposed to take that.
I had a no
It's not sexist to say that men shouldn't be involved because they can't plan.
Oh, men can plan. My
well,
God,
I'm saying
look at World War II.
They
look at
well, exactly.
Men
they're playing
plan
in wars. They're
the
playing in governments.
The
they're playing in big business. They're not playing in parties and taking care of the people around them.
Because they're planning the important stuff.
Yeah. Wars and you know, strife. That's all important.
Exactly.
Well, it is.
But you guys need to eat, and you need your damn clean underwear. It's a pain in the ass.
God. Are you better?
And if you're not there to cook for us, then we have to just microwave a TV dinner and stand there over the sink and eat it with a plastic fork. And
that's exactly what you do.
Yeah.
Well,
and then, of course,
for not even using a plate. He'll microwave his crap and just sit it right on top of the box it came out of.
See, that's another thing. Yeah, you want to talk about sexism. All
but that's good for me because I don't have to do the dish then.
Sexism, all these commercials, sitcoms, there's always a stupid guy involved that if the wife goes away or the girlfriend goes away, he can't cook, he can't eat. Oh, my God. Come on.
It's not that they can. It's just they don't want to.
See?
I went out of town last weekend. I said to my husband, what are you going to eat while I'm gone? He goes, could you make me a meatloaf and mac and cheese before you go? I did. So the man had meatloaf and mac and cheese all freaking weekend.
Well, that's not.
And then when I got home Sunday night, he was out back cooking on the grill. Hey.
That's not sexism.
There you go.
He just knows how to play you.
Oh, well, why the hell do you think he married me?
Women are stupid.
That's good planning on his part. Hey, honey.
Exactly.
Make me some meatloaf and mac and cheese before you leave.
Yeah, I ain't going to argue.
But I'd rather you did it.
Exactly. There's a lazy factor, too.
And when you get back, my laundry will be, you know, there on the floor where you can easily get it, gathered up.
There will be no toilet paper on the roll. There will be no paper towels left in the kitchen. And God forbid I open the new pack of napkins. I'll just use your good dish towels instead.
Well, as I was saying, women are just as bad. And I think, Jay, we have confirmation on that, don't we?
We do. We sent our crack reporter, Marty Martstein, out to Wellesley College to report back to us on what's going on out there in the world.
So
and,
let's check
you want
in
me
with
to play
Marty.
That?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Hey, guys. Marty Martstein here. I'm coming to you live on digital recording from the Women's Studies Department at Wellesley College for our sexism episode. I tell you guys, there isn't a single chick here who owns a razor. These are the hairiest armpits and legs I've seen this side of France in my entire life. How you doing, sweetheart? Ow, ow, damn. Oh, damn, bitch, hit me in the shin with a field hockey stick. Anyway, guys, I'm checking out the bulletin board here in the department offices to see what all they're discussing. I see posters asking, have you had your abortion yet? Which I thought was odd, since none of these women have ever had sex with a man, until I saw the You Don't Need a Man to Get Pregnant poster. There's some materials lying around for Ivy League law schools. I see that NPR and the Democratic National Committee are hiring, and they're recruiting on campus. And, oh hey, here's a coupon for a free pair of flats with the purchase of two power pantsuits at Hillary's Closet here in town. Sweet. My mother will love that.
Potential rapist in the hall.
Well, guys, I'm starting to get some pretty intimidating looks from these broads. Might be time to move along. I think I'll head over to the student union where they're showing an L-Word marathon this afternoon. Then, of course, tonight is the K.D. Lane concert with the Indigo Girls opening. That's going to be a good time. I just hope I survive long enough to see the concert. Back to you guys.
Wow. That hall monitor sounded a little angry.
She did. A little militant. As you know, they...
Hey, don't make fun of my mom.
they list, they list every single man on campus as a potential rapist on these
college
campuses.
Well, as they should be, because...
Well, that's just a little, extreme. That's like saying Oh, yeah.
Well, they're just doing what Oprah tells them to do.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here are the women to make the rest of us look big.
Hey, we've got less than 2 minutes left on the live stream. So for those of you listening live and folks in the chat room, we want to thank you for hanging out with us. The show will go on for another 15 minutes after that, of course.
And for you guys
show.
And girls. And for you guys and girls who are sitting down while you stream, it'll be inert.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
Oh, why?
You don't have to. We're still
going to be on.
No, we got another 15 minutes, but it'll be only in archives. That's the way BTR works.
Yeah, gotcha. Don't let your husband tell you to hang up.
Oh, fuck, he ain't even here. I'm sitting in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He don't tell me to do much.
Except make you some meatloaf and mac and cheese.
Yeah, I asked him. I volunteered that one.
Dana, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just scared.
Am I scaring you, Dana?
You're scaring me.
Ah, come on.
Now, Jay, as you know, on Facebook, one chick chimed in and said that I don't want to mow the lawn, and my husband doesn't want to clean the bathroom, so we have a happy marriage, as it should be.
Well, we have roles in society.
Hey, my husband and I have a deal like that.
See?
I don't touch the cat boxes. He doesn't touch
there
the dishes.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
It works for both of us.
Hey. We have another caller, Matt, the 678.
Okay. I walked away from the switchboard. I can't believe I said that.
Are you pacing, Matt? You never do that.
678.
Maybe I'll scare Matt, too.
No. I just wanted to hear the extra 15 minutes.
Who's this?
This is Clay.
Clay? Oh, my God.
Clay!
I found the phone number.
All right.
We're very proud
Only,
of you, Clay.
2 months after you first said you were going to call, you finally did it.
It took me that long to find the damn phone number.
Anyway, did
and you're saying
you
we don't know
air.
How to use the computers, huh? I got the number before he did, and this is the first time I'm getting to listen to you.
Yeah, but you couldn't find the damn chat room, so.
Look at you.
Well, the original link
title,
that I have
pick
bookmarked.
The
original link that I have bookmarked, there is no chat room there. I loaded it 2 or 3 times, and then when Jay sent me the link, I clicked on it, and it came up.
Yeah. Well, the link.
It comes up with a warning. Block website.
The actual the show page, you have to then scroll down to the current show that's on air and click the on air button. It's a little complicated.
I did that.
Majorly complicated, huh? It's freaking rocket science.
God. Bubble just like a woman.
And aren't you excited for us to come on the show?
Just
now,
a typical woman, just picking away at men.
Unbelievable. And I thought we were going to find harmony during this show. What did we get? Heartache.
Oh, come on. It's not heartache. It's just truth.
And Matt, we even have another caller. The 865 number.
Oh, I know who that is.
I do, too.
Holy shit.
You guys popular today.
865, you're on.
It wouldn't be a call unless the Weirdo King called and graced his presence.
Dub-K.
Dub-K, the double wide, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
And after last night's storm, whew, it seems like every time I call and y'all have a show, we got a storm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Got to tie the double wide down.
I know. I had to attach the pontoons. You know, insurance is outrageous now. So I want to get the last 15 minutes as well. Some of us don't have the great features of the Homeland Security watching, your site. So, but I'm sure all the extra amenities will be coming rolling into you real soon, won't they?
Homeland Security, State Department, Department of Defense, they're all monitoring this show today, thanks to Matt.
Well, maybe that's why Clay couldn't get in. Maybe they shut down the original link.
No wonder it's blocked here.
They're fighting a cyber war.
All right, guys, I have to ask. What was the comment made to you guys on Twitter? I never heard what the comment was that started this whole thing. I can understand probably where
Dana,
it came from.
Would our passive-aggressive blogger like to take care of that?
I was not passive-aggressive. I added both of you. I said, at Damon, at Matt Man, you two are sexist bastards. That was the comment.
Oh, that was it? And you guys ran with that?
And it
Dude,
cut
you guys must
deep.
Be bored.
It cut deep, though. It hurt.
It did.
It hurt.
It cut
You've been called worse, both of you. I know you have.
I tell you what, I sat here the entire afternoon with her in my hand, and I had an existential crisis trying to decide who I was and what I was and over that.
It's why he quit blogging.
I had to quit blogging. I couldn't take it anymore.
So you can blame Dana for not blogging now,
It's always a woman's fault.
It's my fault.
Wow, I thought it was something major.
That is
that
major.
Was pretty major.
Well, I don't think that's pretty major. Well, if I were you guys, I would have just started laughing and been like, yeah, so.
They did.
We're more.
And here we are.
The two of us are more philosophical than that.
We're deep. Men are much deeper about these things.
Yeah.
How? How are you deeper with being called it basically a bastard?
Well, I didn't.
How,
that part
it, how do you
me.
Get deep on that?
Part.
I've been called a bitch, and I'm just like, all right.
I don't think there's
more
bastard
into it than
part.
It is.
Now, the part didn't bother me at all.
I'm a very sensitive man, and
I was about to say, you guys are a little sensitive, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well,
men
that's how
to,
women
men
love their
men
sensitive.
Hold it in and stroke
though.
Out later.
But women love their men sensitive, don't they? I mean, that's what I keep being told.
It all started with the Phil Donahue era. So
exactly. Why women are always
there
complaining
was no,
about...
There was no looking back after that.
Yeah. And I always see these... you know what the fastest growing job for women in America is? Mommy blogger.
Nursing. Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't we have enough
anyway,
of them already?
I see all these mommy bloggers, and they blog about how they have to do everything, and their husband can't fix the car, he doesn't mow, he can't do this or this. Well, that's because they set out to marry a metrosexual.
It's because they
so
don't stand up
could,
to him
it,
and tell
but
him
it's their
where
feeling,
they, where
their
they're
feelings
wrong
of powerlessness. Is their feelings of powerlessness in society resulted in them marrying a weak guy that they could push around, they could feel like the boss.
They're obviously not pushing too hard if they're not getting anything done.
Oh, they like
well,
to be little.
Well, evidently they are. They're at least going over to Walmart to get a bag of salad.
Hey, I'll tell you straight up. My husband's the biggest freaking asshole in the world, and I married him knowing that. And he knows that he's an asshole, and he'll tell me, I'm the biggest asshole out there. And I'm like, yeah, you are. And he'll go, I don't know why you married me. I go, because I knew you were an asshole before I married you.
But, you know, they've got their husbands going and getting manicures and pedicures, and they've got them, you know.
Shit. I could barely
putting
get my
on all kinds
damn
of
penis.
Lotion and getting their hair done by at the fancy salon and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, I married a real man.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I'll tell you what. One thing I've learned from this show today is I'm glad I'm not your husband.
Me too.
I make a damn good meatloaf.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm kind of attracted to that meatloaf and mac and cheese idea.
And I make the best homemade mac and cheese out there. And I don't make the box shit. It's always homemade.
Ooh. See, I make the 39-cent box.
Yeah,
where are
see,
you from?
Yeah. That's why he likes me. Or, excuse me, that's why he married me, because I do it all scratch. I make him all his own pasta sauce, because he won't eat chunky sauce. So I buy the tomatoes, I boil them, I strain them, I put them in the blender so it's creamy sauce because he doesn't like chunks. I take care of him.
Are you talking about food or his manhood?
Oh, his manhood is fine, trust me.
Okay.
Ooh.
I don't have to put that in no blender. I'm
sounds
talking
like you are.
I put that in the right places. You guys are never going to let me call in again, are you?
What's that?
Oh,
you guys
oh yeah,
never
you call
in
anytime.
Call in again, are you? I don't think Dana's ever going to talk to you on Twitter again.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
And I'll call him sexist bastards again, so it's okay.
Oh, okay, good. That's good to hear. Good, you got to do that.
I keep them on their toes.
Yeah.
And keep
that's
it.
The whole thing.
Really, oh, no, kidding. What? Sorry.
I was going to say, that's the thing. You got to keep them on your toes. Keep them on the toes. I'm at work today. You know, I'm here working. I'm sitting here working while I'm talking to you guys.
Well, I was going to work today, too. I was going to raise a barn, but I'm going to have Snoop do it for me because I'm just not feeling it.
Oh, that's good. At least you got, you know, backup.
He decided you have enough butter. She can churn the butter tomorrow, right?
But you know,
here's the cows in the morning. She can do something.
My husband told me he's going to mow the grass and he's going to vacuum the living room before I come home. So far, all he's done is bitch about online poker being shut down and watch Hot Tub Time Machine. I will bet you $10 that by the time I get home, he won't have any of this shit done. And I don't care. because I didn't. I know
why, for his sake, that he has all those things done.
No, it doesn't bother me because I know how he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if my expectations were higher when it comes to stuff like this, yeah, he better watch out. But I've been married to him almost 5 years. I've been with him almost 8. I know how he is. As soon as I get home, he'll start doing it because, oh, crap, I forgot. And even if he doesn't do it, I don't care.
You're the perfect woman.
What, he says Betty Crocker in the kitchen and a whore in the bedroom. That's how it works.
Okay.
That's really scary, man.
Man, I am going to hell. Oh, yeah, did I also mention he's younger than me?
Well, there you go.
Because, you know the old saying, young, dumb, and full of, yeah, how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to need a cigarette after this.
Well, we did a great job of keeping control of this one, didn't we, Matt? And we want to thank BTR for working.
I'm thinking I need to ask Bubble Winch if it's okay if I hang up the phone. I'm afraid what I have, I don't ask.
Hey, you're not married to me. What are you worried about?
Anything else you want to get off your chest there, Bubble Winch?
Nah, I think I'm good for now. See what you got to look forward to there, Matt?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I can't wait.
2 weeks.
I feel like I'm being dressed down by Joe Pesci.
Wait till Beth in on it, too.
What's that?
Wait till Beth and I, the three of us, get together. It's going to be
a serious
fun time.
Oh, I know,
it's going to
be great because if you're coming here on the 30th, Schmoop will be ragging. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Oh, boy, you're in trouble.
That might be the last show
we
ever do.
Don't worry, we travel with liquor.
Yeah, that's going to help a little. If I'm allowed to have a drink, maybe I'll be out mowing the grass. And it's an apartment building.
You're going to be mowing the carpet? What?
No, that's the day that Schmoop will decide Matt needs to go out and change the oil in the car.
Ah, gotcha.
Got to keep the bag wine mobile running.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I do have to hang up. I got to get it back on.
Well, wait a minute, Bubba Winch. You're announcing. It's like you're announcing your Midwest tour. You're kind of like Charlie Sheen.
Did I? Well, you guys knew I was going out there. You've been planning this for months.
Well,
and the only reason we're going to see you is because you're just there. We're really going out to see Beth.
That is nice. I like that. That was sweet.
Well, Chris wants to come meet you. It's all Chris's fault because she's talked about you for years.
So you really don't want to.
Yeah, Winch is like, well, I don't really care if we run into that bastard or not, but if you want to, go ahead.
No. Of course I want to, because I stalked you for a long time before I even ever said anything to you.
Really? That's odd.
I had to figure out who this Matt me and Chris kept talking about was. Yeah. Chris only lives
just from personal experience, he's not all that, but go ahead and visit him.
Oh, yeah. He's not all that, but it's going to get me out of my house for a weekend.
And that's what I'm here
It'll
for.
Take. I won't have to walk the dog. I'll be happy.
I'm like a monument stone. You just got to go see it. Hey, there's Matt. Oh, that was great. Let's go back home.
It's like Mount Rushmore. Or the Grand Canyon.
BTR is
going to
cut us off in about
a
minute.
Grand Canyon.
Jay, I love you.
BTR is going to cut us off in about a minute or so.
Okay. Well, thank you
guys
for
making
my... They
only give us 45 minutes.
Work afternoon excruciatingly fun.
Well, thank you for calling, and you too, Dana and Clay and Dub K. and person on hold.